Hello, and welcome to Junk to Jewels with Georgette Beck. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I get to talk about one of my favorite subjects in the whole wide world, how to achieve your dreams. I don't know about you, but since I was a little girl, I've been dreaming. I have great imagination, and I learned I was a creative. So I had so much fun dreaming and just imagining things for my life, for my family, for my friends. But later in life, I've come to discover how crucial dreaming is. It's actually a part of achieving your dreams, is you taking time to dream and think and imagine and sit in quiet, sit with music, take time to write and journal. So today we're going to talk about how you can achieve your dreams. And I've learned a lot of different things through the years from the different books I've read. But the biggest thing is I want you to understand, did you know that you were created with a unique purpose that only you can fulfill? We each have different dreams given to us. We each are born with a destiny purpose. And I love quotes. So Jane Goodall, she said, what you do makes a difference. So you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. Have you noticed that successful people are very, very positive? They focus on their goals. They take time to do that. They're possibility thinkers. They repeat their efforts over and over until they succeed. They expect the positive outcomes when they take action. They expect it. It's just an expectation. Today, I'm here to inspire you for you to know that you can achieve your dreams too. It can be easily done by implementing a few key steps, 7 steps. Dream it, believe it, see it, tell it, plan it, work it, and enjoy it. So step number one, dream it. And I like to, it's from your heart. Dream it. Everything begins in the heart and mind. And every great achievement began in the mind of one person. The one person dared to dream it, and they believed it was possible for them. So take time to allow yourself to ask, what if, and think big. Who are you? Ask questions about yourself. What did you do as a child? What did you play? What were your activities and interests and hobbies? What were you involved in? And now, what do you care about? And why do you care about specific things? It is important, though, for you to take 100% responsibility for your future. Know who you are and be clear why you're here. Decide what you want to be, do, and have. Desire is the starting point of all achievement. You have total control over all the thoughts you think, the images you visualize, and the actions you take. How you use those things determines everything you experience in life. Napoleon Hill tells us, the starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind because weak desires bring weak results. Just as a small amount of fire brings small amount of heat. Step 2, believe it. Your dream needs to be a big one, something beyond what you're capable of, your current capabilities. You change your life by changing your mindset. Believe in yourself. Don't let negative thinking discourage you. Oh, no. No matter what your age or circumstances, I'm here to tell you, you can always decide to do things differently. It's never too late to go after your dreams. It's never too late to change your life up. You can start the process of deciding what you want. It's easy peasy. Change your mindset, change your life. Mindset will take you everywhere or nowhere. It's your choice and within your power. Sean Covey, depending on what they are, your habits will either make you or break you. We become what we repeatedly do. That's why he says that. So they're they're leading us towards great things or not. And did you know that your calendar needs to reflect your priorities? Do you have a calendar? I personally love to use a planner, and I'm looking forward to my new planner for this coming January. I'm using Emily Lay's Simplified Planner. I love the design factor. I love this size. I've used the larger sizes. I've used Barnes & Noble, the hard book planner. But I'm a very tactile person, and I like to be able to write it down and put some papers in and notes. And she's got a really nice setup here, so I'm very excited. But be a planner. You got to plan it out. So time management skills is key. You have to protect your time, and you have to be aware of your habits. Albert Einstein defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. No change, new change. I love that one the best. Are your habits and routines helping you move towards or away from achieving your dreams? Your habits determine your future. Drop the distractions. What you think is what you get. Your attitude is your altitude. So step 3, see it. The great achievers have a habit. They see things. They picture themselves walking around their $2 million CEO office from a comfy chair in their living room. PGA golfers see the ball going straight down the fairway for that hole in one. Become clear on your vision. What is your ideal day, year, life? Create a list of goals you'd like to achieve. I don't know if you're a journaler or not, but you'll hear me say this over and over again. I love my journals. This one says, set your heart on things above. I love picking out journals. It's part of the process, picking out a new journal, hardcover, softcover, leather, whatever speaks to your heart, whatever you're called to or attracted to, and then whatever inspires you. This is easy for me to write in. It opens up easy as a book, and I can write in it. I encourage you, make lists. I'm a list person. Do you make a list, a numbered list, a lettered list, or just a bullet point list? Of all the things you'd like to dream about, of all the things you'd like to try, I would do this for my prayers as well. I'm a big prayer person, so I definitely think praying is a part of this process. And we're going to talk about that too. But I definitely pray and make a list. And my journal kind of is my conversation with God and myself. And I look at it often, I review it. But another thing you can do is create a vision board after you make your list. And you think about it with details. Find images that resonate with how you would like to be, where you would like to live, or what job you'd like, or what your aspirations are, your creativity goals. And I have fun. I've done little 8.5 by 11s. These are things I'd like to see or be, or places I'd like to go, like my grand piano. And you know, these things come to pass. I've been doing this on and off for years. I even have an inspiration box. And at this point in my life, the older I get, the more I have. I don't throw them away. I add to them. So I have a few boxes. I have a larger bulletin board I used. This way I can tap on inspirational images or try quotations, add quotations, add affirmations of things of how you envision feeling and being. And that describe or give an image of where you're going to be or where you want to be. And review that daily. I constantly make my lists over. I put my hot prayer items over and over. I write them over. I see them over and over on different lists or pages and different places. I keep it in my purse, on my desk, at the kitchen table, wherever I'm reminded of what my hot prayer items are until they're resolved. Because when you pray about something, truthfully, God is either going to say yes right away or in time, or it's a no, straight up no, it's not going to happen, or it's not time yet and there's a pause. Sometimes you don't know the answer right away. You don't know if this is going to be something of your life. What I've learned through the years and trust this process is write it all down. I always taught my daughter, always ask. And dad, I call him Daddy God, Abba Father, God. you always ask, we're his kids, we're his children, and we're co-creators with him, actually. He came, he sent Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and together we co-create. He wants us to use our imagination and all our creativity to the utmost. You have great talent within you that you probably didn't even tap yet. I'm encouraging you. Start looking at the layers of yourself. What's in your heart? What's in your mind? Look at your past. You know, that's why it's so important. One of my mission statements is for not only myself, but for my friends and family. Take time, heal from the past and the present for the future. It's important. Part of your healing is what you're going to end up being and doing. So sit time, hold on. So you do that for yourself. And those are things you think about. And as a faith person, like I said, I pray about everything. I ask for direction and guidance, and I receive help. And then, like I said, through the years, certain desires drop off. Some desires grow. Pay attention to that. The greater the desire, the greater the result. And that's what happens. Something that we're meant to be doing, the desire will grow naturally. If it's not going to be part of our future, or shouldn't be, it kind of disappears after time. So sometimes time is our friend, and it solidifies what we're really all about. Now, step four, tell it. So one reason many dreams never go anywhere for people is because the dreamer keeps it to himself. It's not a secret. Maybe at first, your dream is a very precious commodity. It's a treasure. You keep it safe. Sometimes you incubate it. And actually, dreams do incubate in our hearts for a long time, such as mine. I think over 20 years, I've been dreaming the same dream to be the writer and speaker of Heart Matters. And I learned it come to fruition recently that it just wasn't time until now. So the book talk idea I had is now this podcast. My writing, it's time for the story to be told. And my next books will be right after one after the other. It just wasn't time. Each of us has a different timetable. We can't look at someone else's life and say, hey, they're doing this. They started that at a very young age. It's too late for me. No. Or they're doing that so well. Why can't I do that right now? No. Everyone has a different past, and everyone's going through a different healing journey and a learning journey and a development journey. So your life's not going to look like your neighbor's or your best friend's. Nor should it. Don't look around at other people. How we learn from other people is important. I can't tell you all the things I've learned through the years by reading all of the different books I've read. That's just important. But I don't look at other people and wish I was them. I look at their traits, and I admire their different skill sets and knowledge and wisdom and their story. And I am inspired by that. Or I learn sometimes from other people. I learn what I don't want to be like, what I don't want to do. I learn from other people's mistakes, and that is golden. Do you know the wise people learn from other people's mistake? Why should you make the same mistake as someone else did? Learn from other people's mistakes, just like we're supposed to learn from our own mistakes. That's why reflecting and journaling is important too for me. I take time to really think about my mistakes and how can I do things better. Every night before I go to bed, my husband and I, we pray together. And we talk about our mistakes. You know, I ask God for forgiveness daily and keep a short record. And I just want to try to be the best person I can be every day. So I learn from myself what I've done right, what I've done wrong, or what I could improve and do better. And I learn from other people. But someone else's journey is not yours. My journey is not yours. And don't ever wish to be that person. You don't know the journey they've gone. You don't know the pain that they're carrying in their heart. And you don't know what they've cried about or are crying about. You don't know what their hardship is that they carry with a smile. So always just desire to be yourself. Be true. Be sincere. You are beautiful the way you are, inside and out. And we each are a gem. So the biggest thing is, once it's incubated, start telling people that you care about, people that care about you and that you trust, what your dream is. Ask them to hold you accountable. And the more you talk about it, the more you start to believe that that dream will come to pass. It will be achieved. Taramo Tara Mower, excuse me, teaches us about the philosophy of make a pact, you know, make a promise with yourself, because no one else is going to build a life you want for you. There will be amazing souls who show up along the way, of course, to cheer you along and encourage you here and there. But this is your game, not theirs. It's your game. Let's get that straight. So make a pact that you're going to be in it with yourself to the very end for the long haul. And you're going to be your own supportive friend every step along the way. And you could do that. Just like they say, you know, sometimes we have to learn how to parent ourselves if our parents weren't there 100%. And that's okay. We make peace. We forgive. People do the best they can in any situation or circumstance in life. And their best is what they've received from their parents and their friends. So you just start where you are and we make the best of things. And then, you know, bottom line is hold yourself accountable. At the end of the day, nobody cares more about your dreams than you. And God, of course, he put them in your heart. God puts the dreams in your heart. So number five, step five, plan it. That's why my organizer, your calendar, however you like to plan, plan it. Every dream must take the form of a plan. The old saying that you get what you plan for is very true. You can plan to fail by not planning. Your dreams just won't happen. They're not going to take care of themselves. They're not going to just happen for you, poof, overnight. So you need to sit down on a regular basis and plan out your strategy for achieving your dreams, whether just one or two or three or five. And think through all the details. Break the whole plan down into small, achievable steps. Workable parts. They say it's called SMART. You know, small, measurable, achievable, reachable. What's the T? I forgot the T, but Google SMART, and it's one of the goal-setting mechanisms. Keep it short and sweet and simple and doable. The biggest thing, too, is you have to set a time frame. So each of your little steps you created, attach a time frame. Write it in your calendar. Monday, I will, dot, dot, dot. By Friday, this will be, fill in the blank. So this whole process will help you get radical clarity, because that's going to help you know what matters most to you. Because once you confirm what matters most to you, you're going to be able to double down on it. Go hard, fast, and furious. Every day should have one touch or more on your biggest dreams. Prioritize your dreams. Every day in your calendar, they should come first. What is the best time of day for you? Like me, I'm a morning person. So morning is my writing time. That's when I'm fresh. That's when I'm gonna ready to tackle something that's hard for me. I show up and do that first. There's a saying too, for leaders and people accomplishing things in their day, eat the frog. Go at it. The most difficult part of what's on your list to do. Do the hard thing first, because then it's smooth sailing from there. So that's what I've heard. I love that one. My husband taught me that. So number six is working it. I love to do this, the bicep, the muscles, because you're going to work it. The successful are the hardest workers, Coley. I'm sure you know very successful people, or maybe you've read books about them, or you're listening to podcasts. Well, rest assured, they put in the work behind the scene, and you may not know everything involved that brought their dream to pass, but they're hard workers. So while the rest of the world is sitting on their couches, watching TV or scrolling through Facebook, no, these achievers are focusing on their goal and they're achieving their dream. So, a lot of people I know don't even watch TV, and their life shows that choice in a good way, I got to tell you. So remember this, your short-term task multiplied by time equals your long-term accomplishments. I love that. Because everything you touch, if you're touching it every single day, little touches to big touches, it's going to come into something. It's going to be creating something. So for instance, the book War and Peace, did you know, I don't know if you know what War and Peace is, but look it up. War and Peace is a giant novel. It's fat. It's huge. And that book was written page by page in longhand. And it became that novel and one that is just it's known throughout history. Leo Tolstoy wrote that book. And I'm actually still in the process of reading it. And it's been taking me years because I haven't focused on it 100%. I keep reading other books in between. So it's on my goals to finish it in this lifetime for me. But you proceed in your journey by going deeper. Dive into developing your special skills. Whatever area is your passion, learn about it. Learn all there is to know about it and become the expert. Yes, practice, try it out. Malcolm Gladwell says, practice isn't the thing you do once you're good. Practice is the thing you do that makes you good. I love that. Live out your dream. Act as if, you know, fake it till you make it. You've heard that in career realms. Fake it till you make it, but show up. Practice, try, learn. Take massive action every single day. Decide upon your major definite purpose in life and organize everything in your life around it. And that's what Brian Tracy recommends to us. For me, I adopted everything is figure outable philosophy from Marie Forleo. Everything is figure outable because I used to be, well, probably some tendencies here and there. I don't know if you can relate. I used to be a perfectionist. I was afraid to fail. Oh my gosh. Life is about failing. Failure leads to success. But I was so afraid to mess it up and do it wrong that I over-researched, I over-planned, I over-learned. I had to read every single book on a subject before I even attempted it. No, just show up, practice, try, dive in. And that's what I'm doing here with you on my podcast. I'm learning every day how to show up as a speaker of Heart Matters and be there and do it better and better every time. That's my goal. So failure is success if we learn from it. And that's what Malcolm Forbes guides us on. And did you know that if you improve 1% every single day, 70 days from now, you would be twice as good as you were when you first started. That's a good growth. Alan Weiss tells us that. You are one decision away from a better life. No matter where you are right now, one decision away from a better life. Step 7, enjoy it. That's the big thing. Enjoy it. When you've reached a goal, celebrate. Celebrate the milestones. Celebrate the dream life you're living and doing. Be sure to enjoy it and share it with others. Share it with the community. That's why we're created with purpose and dreams and desires to help the greater good of our world and our community at large. Do you know your dream's not just for you? My love of books wasn't just for me. I want to teach and share. I want to help others grow and develop and achieve their dreams too. So the biggest thing is don't just focus on the end result. It's going to be great when you achieve that dream. But enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process because that's actually where life is lived. Life is living in the process. Every day we show up and we be our best and that's life. And then we do get to enjoy dreams. And guess what? Maria Robinson said, nobody can go back and start a new beginning. Not one person. But anyone can start today and make a new ending. If you made wrong choices throughout your journey in life, for instance, when I graduated college, I had plans in place to go to Oral Roberts University and continue my education. And I should have. I did not know this back then, but I am a learner. I always did well in school. I love learning. I did not know how much so, but I am a learner. It was in my destiny to continue my education, but I did not out of fear of loss of love that I knew, fear of abandonment. I was in a relationship and I was afraid that if I left, that relationship would end. And so I stayed and I got married a year later, but God restored that destiny. And you'll hear this over and over in my life journey because as memory triggers. But that was restored to me. God brought education back to me later, a lot later. And now I have a master's degree in human services, marriage and family counseling, non-licensure, I like to add. God is so good, you guys. So if you made a mistake on the journey of life, it's okay. It's never too late. I'm not afraid to say how old I am. I own it every time. I'm 55 at the time of this recording on this podcast. Guess what? My marriage, after 19 and a half years, and my second chance marriage has never been the happiest or the best as it is right now. I'm telling you, like they say, wine gets better with age. It's no joke, you guys. It's just dependent upon how you perceive something. It depends on your choice, your decision, how you respond. And guess what? My marriage is the best it's ever been. We're the happiest we've ever been because we're coming into our destiny. I'm doing the things I've always dreamed about doing. I'm accomplishing. Every day I'm showing up and touching the dream. Every day for the last few years, I've been working on my first book project. A lot of years. And this podcast, I've done a lot of research. I'm practicing. I'm showing up. And we're going to be launching. And it's going to just be showing up, doing my best. All with the desire to inspire people, encourage people, educate, and help others heal from their past as well in the present. So their future can be their God-given destiny lived out. It's not too late. I can't wait to see where this goes because I know it's only going to get better. So no matter what your age, no matter what your background, no matter what your mistakes were, it gets better. It gets better. Trust me. It's all your decision anyways. Nobody can achieve your dreams for you, just you. So I don't care where you are, where you live, what your background is, what your financial situation is. Get quiet. I encourage you to pray, of course. Faith is the most important thing. That's what changed me. That's what transformed me inside and out is God's love for me and my love for God. And it grew. And I realized it's true. It's personal. And together we grow. Together I walk with the Lord every single day and I show up and I'm my vessel, my heart, I'm available for service. Because the more we serve, the more we show up for other people, the greater joy we have. That's the other biggest thing in this. And guess what? Your dreams, what you love doing the most, it's part of the ultimate larger plan in life. We're connected to people. Last night, my husband and I went to a ribbon cutting ceremony for a nonprofit. I forget the name, Angels something. And I'm so sorry, my memory is like this. I want to give them a huge plug too. I'll put it in the podcast notes. But this nonprofit makes sure that homeless children receive a birthday gift. Birthday angels. They make sure every homeless kid or kids in like Hibiscus Center or in other nonprofit in homes, they make sure these kids have gifts. And do you know how many children are out there that's never received a birthday gift? It breaks my heart. We have such a large community and a world at large that we can help each other. We can love our children. We can love. It takes a village, they say, and it's true. So you have something for someone else and for a lot of people, actually. So whatever that little seed is inside you, water it. Fertilize it. Help it grow. Help it blossom. It will. It will. I'm telling you, trust me. I've watched other people by following a lot of other authors and writers and speakers, and I've watched them evolve in their own journey, and I love it. So I just want to give a plug. You'll hear me speak about authors all the time, but John Acuff, he wrote a book called Finish, and he's on my shelf. And he wrote another book called Soundtracks, which I've read. But I met him in person, and he signed my finished book. And that was when I was working on my book, too. And it's been a lot of years since that. But I just got this in the mail, and I'm so excited. It's his calendar he uses. So I'm a planner, but I've used this type of calendar. I'll try to show it all the way. It's a year at a glance calendar. But in giant format, so you can see the whole year in one glance. And I just got this for myself, and it just came in. I've used this for work and career and, you know, put our projects in the team's projects. But this is the first time I bought something like this for myself. So remember I said go deeper? Always develop, always learn, always tweak, always improve. Well, this year, because a lot of my dreams are now being implemented, I have to go back and dream again. So I was telling you that, remember the steps, dream, believe, see, tell, work it, enjoy it, and repeat. And every time you repeat, dream bigger, go bigger, and just continue on in that process. But I'm going deeper this year too, because I have, after I finished my first book, after this first book called Junk to Jewels, A Journey from Brokenness and Spirit to Beauty and Delight, gets published and is out there in the world, I'm already thinking about my second book. I have a whole list of books that are in my heart and process. Some of them are at various stages, and I'm going to be helping my husband write his story too. So this year, after the first book's gone, going into next year, as soon as I'm done with it and pass it off to the literary partner, I'm going to start my second book and help my husband with his. So every morning, I'll be touching those two projects, maybe rotating every other day. I work on one or the other. Or actually, it was, you think of what works best for you. What's your timetable? So my husband, sometimes at night, we have extra time at night. So I will probably take an hour together. He and I will work on his book towards the evening. And in the morning, I'll work on my book. And in between, we'll work on the podcast and the website and all the different things. So I'll have courses and workshops. But this, and our nonprofit too, Belly Healing Hearts Foundation, there's a lot of work to be done. We're at the baby stages of each of these dreams. So every day I get to think, how can I go deeper? What needs to be done? What's on the to-do list? Here's where I'm going to look at the whole year, but you can't stay there. You have to look big, but to also look small. So then I'll take it down into the month, and then I'll take it down into the week and each day. So every night and every morning, I refresh. What needs to happen today? What needs to happen this week? This month, you get the idea. But that's the first time I bought that kind of calendar for myself. And I'm super excited. Because guess what? You and me, we're in control of what happens next. Every single moment. It is sometimes moment by moment. If you had a bad day, it's okay. If you had a day where you stayed in bed all day, tomorrow's another day. I know every morning we wake up with fresh mercies and graces. It's a new day. So start collecting visuals. I have a copy of it somewhere, I think here. I even created a, here it is. Georgette's vision board. So remember, I have boxes. I have magazines cut out. So my husband, he loves it when he sees me ripping out pages from my magazines. But I rip out pages of anything that inspires me. And that includes other people's stories, their journey, articles, but visual. I'm definitely a bling bling girl. So I always love to look at beautiful jewelry. And I love the beauty. And beauty inspires me. So that's why my home has art. I love art. Whatever you love, surround yourself with it. If you love flowers, do what I do and go buy yourself a bouquet. Start small. If you can only afford one rose, go buy that one rose. I'm telling you, it's worth it. If you love chocolate, go buy a little box of chocolate. If you could splurge, go buy a box of Godiva or, oh my gosh, there's so many chocolate brands that I love. Go buy your favorite branded chocolate. You're worth it. I'm telling you. But this is a computer one. You can start there. You can create a vision board with just computer images, and you look at it every day. And mine has my Bible, of course, because that represents me. I create a board of what represents me today, but also where I'm going tomorrow or my future. So my dream car is a Bentley because I like the elegance of it. It's just, so you know, you'll get to know my heart. I'm not about money. I'm not about let's get rich quick. Let's be rich for the sake of being rich. No, I've dreamed for blessing and favor because if God blesses me with finances, it's going to help me implement all the dreams of the heart. We have a nonprofit that needs funding because the more I can fund the nonprofit, the more programs I can create and implement for our community. Support for single moms and dads and their kids. Mentoring. I can create mentoring programs. Educational scholarships. We started small last year. We awarded two scholarships in a partnership with another agency for two students. I want to go big, guys. There is no dream big. I mean, there's no dream not big enough. You can go big and ask God for help, faith, the universe. He owns everything. I want to give I want to, my dream is all single mom or all kids from single parent households. I want to give them that leg up that their mom and dad just dream about doing for them. And if they can't, I want to be able to help them. Our nonprofit, I want to pay for their whole educational experience or pay for their whole trade school. That's my big dream. What are yours? So, and then financial assistance. I was a single mom. And I know there's so many single moms and dads out there that are struggling. And there's a lot of homeless single parent households. Every day, the finances, let me tell you, that does something in you when the fear of homelessness is on your mind. It distracts you. And sadly, I had to work so many jobs like a lot of other my single mom friends and dads. It takes away your time and availability for your kids. And so our nonprofit wants to surround those single parents and give them a boost and support, community. Your kids are going to be okay because here we're going to pay for their piano lessons and their hearts being fed. Those are my dreams. So for me, the more I can do that achieves and succeeds, the finances will come to fund the heart projects. Every single one. Portion of the books, go to the nonprofit. Portion of the podcast, anything Georgette Beck, anything we do to earn a living, portion of it feeds the nonprofit. And someday my dream is that that nonprofit will take care of itself. So dream big, because as you know, whichever goal you set, that's as high as the bar you're going to reach. So always go way high. And I love yellow. I love the bling bling books and the ocean. Someday, you know, an ocean view house where my office would be. dream it. What's yours? I mean, travel. And guess what? A lot of these dreams have come to pass. As in, visuals that I've had for myself came to us. So that inspires me to keep going with the dreaming. But I want to inspire you. What is your dream? What do you imagine doing? I love it. So yes, there's a lot of knickknacks behind me. This is my office right now, as is. I've asked God for a promotion, for increased space. I need an expansive space to spread out even more. I love to be surrounded by things that inspire me. How about you? Pictures, books, people I've met along the way that inspire me. They're further up on the path than me, but someday I'll be that person helping someone beginning out on their journey. So that's my greatest thing too, is to become a really cool mentor and an inspirational speaker. So my dreaming, my dreamer ways, I hope it inspires you to be a dreamer as well. Dream to achieve. That's what I say. And dreams do come true, you guys. They do. My dear one, wherever you are, if you're in a season of loss, I'm coming out of a season of loss and transition. It is rough. And I've been there before. So the biggest takeaway, seasons don't last forever. So be encouraged. Your heart will heal. Take time to surround yourself with good people. Read really good books. Listen to good podcasts. I follow Ed Milet. I follow Lewis Howes, Mel Robbins. I follow all these different speakers that speak life. And of course, I read my Bible. I fill my brain with good things and my heart. And I surround myself with good visuals. Okay, so for me, maybe for you, this is too many knickknacks. Like my daughter, she's a minimalist. Is that how they say? She loves to see that clear counter. That's okay. I do too. There's some clear spots in my house, honest, trust me. But I also love the knickknacks. I also love things that remind me of a good moment with family and friends, vacations, because out of sight, out of mind, a lot of times, right? If it's not in front of you, you forget what happened or how you felt or, just this past month, God had me on a spring cleaning. Pay attention to the intuition or impressions that come to you. Spring cleaning the garage had been something on my mind, but there is a reason behind it. So I'm finishing my first book. And one of the bins I came across was letters from my dear friends from my single mom years. And my heart just grew. My heart was just so, oh my gosh, I was so loved. Like reading those letters over and over again. Letters are a gift that keeps giving. If you don't write note cards to people, maybe you should do that. I love getting them. And I know this day and age, it's a lost art. But I got to tell you, those letters through that season of my life were a lifeline. And I talk about that in my book. People reaching out to me, calling, but the letters were huge. They were a lifeline. And I got to know myself through the eyes of others. People would tell me the truth about me, the good, the bad, but it was in love. And I grew from that. I healed from that. They helped my healing. So thank you to all my friends from the past and my ones in the future or in the present here. But follow because, and then I came across pictures of my daughter and I when we were back in the day, the single mom years, and it just filled my heart and her notes to me. And it just made me realize and remember how much we loved each other and we still love each other. And I got to share that with my daughter, how much she means to me, how much she meant to me. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. So it's going to add layers to that book. It's just going to add the touches of the essence of why I wrote the book and why I started that nonprofit. So Belly Healing Hearts Foundation, bellyhealinghearts.org. If you want to check it out, it's a baby nonprofit. We're starting small, but remember what I said, start somewhere. Even like me, if you help one heart, if I inspire one person today, I've achieved my dream and my goal. And if there's more hearts that get inspired in the process, that's great. But remember, you're never alone and it's never too late. So I don't care if you're 12, 18, 50, 60, 80. Someone just shared in my Toastmasters group today, he was 70 years old when he wanted to become a deacon and he went for it. And he is. He's a deacon. It's never too late. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And we're here for you. Send us your comments. Share us on social media. Send our show to others who you think that it could inspire them and help them. And I want to hear your stories. If you want to send me pictures on social media of your vision board or how you do it, I have a few things I do. Remember, I have boxes. I write, I have a vision journal, and that vision journal just has vision casting. It has my dreams listed out. And then as they evolve, it grows. As things drop off, you know, it gets fine tuned, and that's okay. Gosh, this was such an honor to talk with you heart to heart. So don't give up on you. I see you, and you are beautiful. You're valued. Your worth is just above and beyond your understanding. I pray you understand. You're a treasure. You are the jewel. Your stories, your hardships, your past pains are the junk that brings the jewels. So go with it. Dream big. Send me pictures of your vision board and keep track because you're going to see things come to pass. I encourage you. Dream big and don't give up. So dream, believe, see, tell, plan, work it, and enjoy it. Take care. And don't forget, if you're not following Georgette Beck on Facebook or Instagram, please go ahead and follow. And then please download this show and follow Junk to Jewels podcast with Georgette Beck. We have several guests coming along to share their challenging moments and their inspiration. Thank you for listening and watching. Take care.